Then above the middling sort, we have the social elite. And to some extent, there's less change here because they don't have to earn a living. They're simply living off the agricultural rentals of their families' estates. And their function is primarily that of producing an heir for the perpetuation of a family line. But I think we can see changes in opportunities for women, partly because there's an increase in sort of sociability and leisure. So there's, for example, the London season becomes a phenomenon in the 18th century. All the important families of the country will come to London whilst Parliament is sitting, and there's this very busy social round of the London season. And women have a very important role to play in that as hostesses and facilitators of sociability. And so they're actually able to exercise quite a lot of social influence by sort of networking and facilitating introductions and making connections and manipulating people. And politics in the 18th century was very much still a family business about who you know, who's connected to whom. And women could play a very influential role in that. And the most famous example of that is Georgiana, Duchess of Devonshire. She actually came under attack because she overdid it a bit. She was actually using her influence for somebody else, for Charles James Fox, who wasn't actually connected to her personally as a family member. And that was the crucial point, that it's all right if you're campaigning politically and being a hostess for somebody who's a member of your family, because that's a family duty, but it's somebody who is not, that's going too far. So there's more of a prominent social role for women, and they become much more important as patrons of taste and as patrons of polite culture and as society figures. And they also participate in this expansion of print culture, and we find women from the social elite publishing as well as women from the middling classes. And they also participate in debates over education as well. There's the famous blue stocking circle in the later 18th century of learned ladies who deliberately set themselves up as being able to participate in rational, intelligent, enlightened discussion. So their sort of economic position doesn't change in the way that it does for the working classes, but they are part of a much bigger debate about the role of women in society.